And the unsettled on the apostles, many prompt and righteous men have desired to see which you see and have not seen them, and to hear which hear and have not heard them. But as for eye for they see, and your ear for they hear, may we be ordered to hear, to act according to the holy gospels, through the prayer. Of your son.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Remember all for Master of Eden, us to remember the supplication, praise which offer up unto you, O Lord, our God, who have fallen asleep, pray for them who are sick. Heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Acosamento do Evangelho.
Fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple. His blessing be with us all. Amen.
Benchoins, open not, open sotiro, open rotirin, is all spirit, all sepsirim, if not yet, all pure of shine, Piu ufa penuti pesha ene, enteniene tiro, amin.
Reading from the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king. May his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. Oh, do not remember former iniquities against us. Let your tender mercies come speedily to meet us. For we have been brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years I've been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.